Welcome to the Behind the Headlines Radio Roundtable. I'm Eric Barnes, publisher of the Memphis Daily News, joined this week by Mark Norris, Majority Leader from the State Senate. Looking into this upcoming session, you'll be Majority Leader again. There are super majorities of Republicans in the Senate, in the House, the governor's office. What are your priorities? What are the Republican priorities this coming session?
Thank you. The main priority is to pass a balanced budget. So many of our viewers don't appreciate the fact that, unlike Washington, state government balances our budget each year. And as Majority Leader, I carry the budget and intend to do so again as required. But it'll be a special challenge this year. As we'll discuss, revenues as budgeted are off, and some of our expenses in essential areas, education, healthcare, are up. And so there'll be less of the taxpayers' funds to put to good use, and we're going to have to be very prudent about how we balance the budget.
We're about a third of the way into the fiscal year, the state's fiscal year. I think I read that. And why we're off? That was unexpected. People felt like the economy's picking up, and most of the state revenue comes from sales taxes. Correct? I mean,
that's right.
The vast majority.
One of the unanticipated downturns was in the franchise and excise tax, and we are currently attributing that to the fact that a number of companies paid estimated taxes where they overpaid. And so there are rebates underway, and that probably has more to do with it than sales tax at this point. But expenses will be up in healthcare. Our 10 care budget is growing. And we're going to have to find ways to pay for that. The national argument aside.
I was going to say that surprised me, and I followed this up fairly closely, but Tennessee has not agreed to do the Medicaid expansion that's a part of Obamacare.
Right.
You mentioned it. Let's kind of start there.
Sure.
What is your take on that? I mean, should the state take that federal money and expand Medicare? Right now it's, quote, free money. The federal government is going to give the various states who've opted in, which is, I think, about half the states, the full amount. There's a sliding scale that, over the next 5-10 years, it goes down to where the federal government's going to fund maybe 90%.
Right. Actually, a shorter fuse, three years.
Excuse me.
The answer is no.
Okay.
The state should not. And Governor Haslam just wrote a letter recently back to Kathleen Sebelius saying, you know, our conversations aren't going anywhere, and so it's sort of off the table for now. That can't be confused, though, with the fact that, meanwhile, back at the ranch, we have 10 care.
Yeah.
And we have Tennesseans who need to be attended to one way or another. So aside from Obamacare and the Affordable Care Act, we find that as a result of the implementation of that, we now have what we thought would be about 47,000 new enrollees, those who are eligible but previously unenrolled.
Yeah.
Then we thought it might be 50,000. As we speak here tonight, it's more like 52,000.
And part of that's, I know nationally, part of that's because people go into the exchanges now that they're kind of sort of working, or at least working better, and they go through and they find out, or they meet with a counselor, whatever they do, and they find out that they've been eligible for Medicaid for quite some time.
That's
and
right.
I guess that's happening in Tennessee too, even though the expansion wasn't put in place.
Correct. And so everything about the dysfunction in D.C. aside, we have a situation we have to deal with.
Yeah.
And so there are additional costs associated with that, several hundred million dollars. And when you couple that with, as we speak, maybe $123 million less than revenue budgeted, you know, the combination there is a pretty significant factor, and we're just going to have to deal with it.
That's all the time we have this week. Join us again next week.